Hello and welcome to the SJ Chronicles. This is episode 191. It's about 11:45, Monday the 7th of May, 2018. For some of you listening, today will have been a bank holiday, long weekend in the UK. It's the hottest days of the year, maybe. Certainly, well, maybe not, but definitely hot, sunny last couple of days and tomorrow as well, I think. So, perfect weather for most people over the long bank holiday weekend. But for yours truly, pretty much worked most of it, to be honest. I think I mentioned the back end of last week that I'd hit something of a bottleneck. Not surprising, really, because things have moved very fast in the last 6 weeks or so since we secured funding and, you know, not enough people, too much to do, that kind of thing. I haven't cleared the bottleneck by any means, but managed to make some progress. At one point, I had, I think it was about 50 emails to my Ralph email account that I had not opened. And, you know, that's 50 non-spam, non-junk, sometimes very important emails. You know, so taking several days to get to those is just a sign of the times. I haven't cleared all of them, but I got through about half of them. So this coming week I've tried to keep myself as free as possible, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, to really try and make some proper headway with the rest of the stuff I need to catch up on. I mentioned last week that Rin and Stacey are going to be helping us a lot more from tomorrow, but you know, that at the moment, the way things are, that requires me to have done some stuff in order to get them involved more. Which I haven't done yet, so it's kind of, I need to get some things done, but it's all good. Definitely managed to get a bit of sleep in the last few days, not huge amounts, but more than maybe previously, so feel a little bit less tired in that regard. So yeah, so we'll see. And then Wednesday, we've got a big, I just saw the agenda is one of the emails that I hadn't opened. It's like a 5.5 hour meeting, it sounds like. With the contractors who are going to be doing the build, maybe, if they can provide us the assurance that they can do it on time. Our project management team and various other people, I think in total there's something like a dozen different people that are going to be either at the meeting at the beginning or joining subsequently. So that's going to be a pretty big deal. It's an interesting kind of concept, you know, when you get this agenda and at the top of the attendees is your name, and you sort of feel like 4 years ago you started a process that's culminating in a dozen people of various companies on site to discuss this project. So yeah, it's kind of one of those, you know, another milestone moment, if you like, but we really need to get the reassurance we need on Wednesday about the timing. Some of what I've been doing, obviously, in my backlog of emails and so on has been around recruitment, and it's interesting to see. There's some really lovely responses, you know, to what's going on at the Ralph, and people that are frustrated that they can't relocate their families. You know, I had an email from someone saying, I really wish I could just move house and come near you. You know, so a lot of people are excited and enthusiastic for the concept, even if they can't join. And I think it all, you know, yeah, it's going to be a challenge, and it's a challenge at the moment. And getting the team that we need together for launch is going to be challenge, but the future, I think, you know, is going to be and these are people that, you know, I feel are very well aligned as to how we're going to be, so getting a bunch of people like this together in one place is going to be awesome. But the other thing that's been really interesting is I've always said, you know, that at the moment I'm very dependent on a combination of personal recommendations and then coffee meetings, trying to get a sense of people. And in the last few days, there's been a couple of episodes where people have reached out to me for roles, and then when I've asked somebody that I felt like I could trust for some feedback, it's not been great feedback. And that's an interesting challenge, because you don't want to write them off straight away, and I don't mean that to sound, you know, bad, but by writing them off, I mean people that you think, you know what, I don't think you're going to fit with our culture. Because obviously, you know, the whole point of the Ralph in some ways is to provide a place that others may have not encountered before, where they can truly be themselves. And of course, the question is you being yourself fit with our culture? There's this whole notion about people won't change unless the system around them changes. And if somebody has gone from being, a valuable team member to somebody that others consider, problematic, shall we say, then what's happened to them? What has the system done to them? What has management done to them? What is underlying that? And so you can't just write those people off without giving them a chance. But obviously you have to also pay attention to the red flags, if you like. So it's interesting because in both cases, I'm certainly going to carry on with my informal coffee chats and so forth, but we'll see what kind of sessions those are and what kind of sense I get off those people. And then, yeah, there's just kind of really interesting, dynamics going on around the team. And when you're very, very busy, not dropping the ball on your commitments and your promises, if you like. And, sometimes people talk about culture and they say the right things. It's the first thing that comes out of their mouth, and it's the thing they say to placate people. But then when the push comes to shove, their actions don't reflect and mirror what they're saying. That whole thing about talking the talk and walking the walk. And, we've done a fair amount of work to date to try and prepare to make sure that we could walk the walk. But you always have to be cognizant of the potential to be caught out by, a lack of resources. And, we committed money from very early on, when we didn't have much of it, to making sure that we had people to help, with Rue and Stacey, to translate the culture vision into a reality. And there's a lot of work to be done in that regard, and this is some of the work that we're going to be able to make more progress on from this week. But it's very easy to just get so busy with the operations and the executions of tasks and things that you sort of forget or just don't make time for those kinds of things. And one point in case was somebody in the team had said to me, using this software that I've mentioned before, where I check in with everyone every couple of weeks, that she felt like she wasn't as engaged and as involved as we were previously when we were having regular meetings and so on. And it's a very fair statement, because there's so much going on and we all work remotely at the moment, and it's not easy to keep people updated, and there's no mechanism for that at the moment. So I said, whilst meeting regularly was going to be difficult, I would start doing, a weekly update on our shared communications platform, which at the moment is Workplace by Facebook, their kind of business version. And so Friday, I'm just going to try and get in the habit every Friday writing an update for the team, all the things that I'm aware of at least, and things that I'm across. I did that on Friday, and there's only a small number of us on the team at the moment, but there was a lot of good feedback, a lot of, responses to the update. So I think it was, well appreciated, and certainly the comments suggested that people found it very helpful and useful. So it's things like that, right, which communication, transparency, keeping people involved and engaged, these are all parts of our culture, but I had dropped the ball a little bit because I'm just so busy, and not recognizing or realizing that people would be feeling a little bit disconnected. It's pretty obvious when you think about it, but this is the kind of thing I mean, you get very busy. But then on the flip side, it sort of demonstrated the whole thesis of our culture, really, which was people feel comfortable providing that feedback, knowing that it's not going to be taken in the wrong way. So I was able to institute a potential solution for it, and that's kind of part of our culture as well, right? So I sort of think it worked well in that regard, because no one's perfect, and I'm going to drop the ball on a lot more things, and so are other people. But the fact that we have that transparency, then people can keep you accountable as well. So I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, coming up to 10 minutes, I think I'm going to check out and going to head to bed. I'm trying to get into a routine of bed by midnight, up at 7 or something like that, so I can continue the marathon. I'll catch you again after another warm and sunny day tomorrow. In the meantime, as always, take chances, be compassionate, live in a beautiful state. Cheers, bye-bye.